This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Dave Harrigan, last night, I was looking at my wallet. Wasn't much in there. And I thought, what's going on? What's different? Why don't I have more money in my wallet? And I thought, what could that be? What could that be? And then I thought, I don't play as much golf with Sam Mitchell anymore. And when I play golf with Sam Mitchell, the former coach of the year, former Timberwolves coach, outstanding player, excellent analyst for NBA TV and NBA radio, I normally would end up with cash. So I thought I'd reach out to him. But then I found out from a conversation last night that he's in the mid-70s on a regular basis. I'm done playing golf with Sam Mitchell, Dave Harrigan. I'm done. I liked him better when he had a job and he couldn't concentrate on golf as much. So now I don't want to play golf with Sam Mitchell.
You're running scared.
I'm running scared. I want no part of you after you told me about your golf skills last night.
Dude, you had me until you said you looked in your wallet and saw no cash. Some of us look in our wallets. Others look in a safe in the house. You have to go down to the bank and look in the vault. Dad, I can say this about you. You may be popular while you're alive, but when you die, people are going to be digging up around your grave. So I'm looking for all that cash you got hidden away.
What are you talking about?
You're
come on.
Be very popular.
This is...
Remember now, yeah. I knew your dad. I knew Sid now.
Yeah. So. This is what I've missed over the last couple of years. It's great to catch up. You know what I think of you. I first met Sam late in the first year of the Wolves, and we hit it off well. But I learned early, Dave Harrigan, second year of the Wolves had drafted Gerald Glass, and Gerald wasn't playing well. And this is when I was just doing play-by-play and the talk show. And I said something about Gerald has to be in better shape, and I went in the locker room. And this guy from Mercer, who I thought I was getting along with pretty well, he ate me up for lunch. And I learned right there, Sam Mitchell is a strong, smart individual that if you're going to offer up any commentary, you better have facts behind it.
Chad, I don't remember that day. I don't know what you may have done. Did you go out to jail or something? I can't remember, man. Yeah. I'm older now.
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember those skirmishes.
Yeah.
They just make us better, that's all.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay, let's get to the series because there's a lot to discuss. The Thunder, if they win 68 and play the way they did during the regular season, to most, that means they should be favored. Why do you believe the Wolves are going to win this series?
Well, nothing against OKC. I think this series can very well go seven. If it goes seven, I think the Thunder will win it. You saw that atmosphere in OKC against Denver. And, man, it's just something about role players and even star players. When you get on the road, it's just hard, man. And even though you've done it before, to ask a team to continuously go on the road in a game seven and win a closeout game against a team that's won 68 games, That's hard to do. That being said, I do think the Wolves have an excellent opportunity to beat this team. I think one thing about OKC that a lot of people are just not understanding, Jalen Williams really struggled in that series against Denver for about
100%.
Three games. Now, he had a breakout game in Game 7.
Yep.
But if you watch them play closer in the guts of the game when they need a basket, I've counted one night. SGA shot the ball 7 times in a row. Now, think about that. For a team that won 68 games, for when you need a basket, your star player gives you those 7 field goal attempts in a row, and he was 0-for-7. And so that tells me that this team could be one-dimensional at times, and that other times that they don't have another reliable score. Jalen Williams, as good as he's been, if you look at this team, they only have Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and others are good players, but they're not superstars like a LeBron or Luka or this year's MVP, Shea. So I think they can be got, and I think the Wolves have the formula. When you look at Jaden McDaniels and Shea Cousin and Anthony Edwards and others, they can put multiple defenders on him. They give him length, strength, quickness. And so I just look at this, and then those guys, when they're guarding him, they don't have to focus on offense. So I just think that the Wolves are in a unique position to where they can beat the Thunder because, again, Shea does most of his damage where? 17 feet in.
That's it.
And you got the best shot blocker in the league in Rudy Gobert.
I think that's such a good point. And I like Jalen Williams a lot. I'd take him on my team. But if he's your second guy, and it's now Game 5, Game 6, and they're trapping Shea, and Williams is the guy with the ball with under 5 seconds to go, and Chris Finch does that multiple times, I'm dubious that he's going to hit that shot 75% of the time if it's an open shot. I think some teams, Sam, are great regular season teams and might not be great playoff teams. Some are the opposite. They're built with their depth and their versatility to be a 6-month team. But are they built to play a team that is playing at their peak level? Now, the Wolves have not done that yet. They played inferior competition. But I truly believe if the Wolves play their A game about half the time in this series, I think the Wolves are going to win this series.
Again, Stan, I think they can do it. I think it's going to have to be done at 6. I think it's imperative. And tonight started going OKC. OKC got to be mentally drained from a 7-game series against Denver that they could have won. You know, that game started with Denver in control of that game.
Yes, right.
You know, started that game in the first quarter the way you have to start a Game 7 on the road. They took the crowd out of it. But that depth, that relentless pressure, and that's the thing when I say my only question was, are they mature enough to – and what I mean by that is OKC is going to pressure you. They're going to play 10. Those guys are going to pick you up. They're going to be into you.
Yep.
They're going to be slapping. If you get caught up in the officiating and you get caught up in the fouls that are not called and stuff affect you because of lack of maturity, you're going to lose this series. You got to adapt to the rules that the referee is going to allow you to play. And then you just got to – one thing that I would love – I don't want to see Anthony Edwards take half of his shots from the three-point line. Not to say I don't want him to shoot threes, but the deeper you go into the playoffs, Chad, the more that three-point percentage goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Boston Celtics, people.
Yep.
Go back in history and look at the Houston Rockets with James Harden. Don't tell me nobody can miss 27 in a row. Chad, every time people say it can't get worse, it reminds me of a teammate of mine. I'm not going to mention his name. In blackjack, and he kept by the rules of blackjack. They say every time you lose, double your bet. So think about it from this standpoint. Up with $10 and lose, go to 20, 40, 80. It gets up there. So if
it's
you start
dangerous.
At 100,
yep.
You can, I saw this guy lose 15 hands in a row.
Ooh.
Now do the math, starting at $100.
Oh, my God.
So when you say it can't get worse,
wow.
I've seen it happen, man. So, again, I would just love to see Anthony. I still want him to take 5 or 6 a game and be careful about it. But I want to see him get downhill because once Chad or Hartenstein comes over to try to block shots, Denver exposed OKC, their lack of size, not with Chad and Hardenstein, but at the 1, 2, and 3 position, they're not big, they're not long, they're not physical, and you can beat them on the glass at those positions.
Let's do this. Let's put Sam on hold. We'll come back right away, and we'll talk more with Sam Mitchell. Great, as always. Glad to have him back on the show. It's been way too long. I want to talk Pella. I want to talk Pella, and I want to talk about the best windows in the business. How confident are you about your windows, right? You take them for granted, right? But are you still within a warranty? Could you be saving money? Are they getting old? Reach out to Pella at PellaNorthland.com and have them come out for a free visit to your condo and house. They'll be honest. They're not going to come up, well, we got to replace every window. No, they've been in business for 100 years. They have a phenomenal reputation. This is a competitive business. They're going to tell you what you need, not throw on added cost. I did the same with the house I'm living in now. I had them out early last year, and they made changes. They probably changed 4 or 5 windows in the rest of the house, but they pretty significantly changed my kitchen area, and it is immensely better. You want to see a showroom? They have a showroom in Woodbury and in Plymouth. I've been in a home with Pella Windows. This house was built over 20 years ago. I move in this summer. Guess what? Pella Windows and Doors at that house. For a great deal, the month of May is perfect for PellaNorthland.com. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. Don't hesitate. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Right back with the former NBA Coach of the Year, one of the original Timberwolves, one of the signature Timberwolves, Sam Mitchell back with us. Wolves and Thunder tonight, game one. We talked about this a little bit last night when we chatted. What's interesting about this is this, they played the 3 of the 4 games in a relatively short period of time. And this is when Gobert, Randall, and Dante were out. Those are 3 of your 8 best players. Randall has been their best player in this series. At least they're most consistent. So when we want to make all these grand declarations about, well, here's what happened in the matchups. If three of your top eight guys don't play in three games, it's hard to really come up with a definitive conclusion, correct?
Yeah, it does, Chad. And I remember that time with when everything was going on and everybody just thought the sky was going to fall out for the Timberwolves. And I think that's when they were at their best, really. They got their stuff together and they got a chance to sit back and watch everyone play. And I think people misunderstood who and what Julius Randle. And I think, Chad, it was a little bit of a letdown being traded. I think Julius Randle and Dante were very happy in New York being a part of playing in the Garden. And, you know, Dante with that Villanova connection and then Julius being there settled in New York.
Sure.
Having played some of his best basketball. Being out watching how this team play. And then I think this team finally realized, man, they're not any aspirations of getting to the finals or winning the championship just wasn't going to happen without Julius Randle. And I think once they came to that realization, and I think they embraced what he brings to the table, look how this team is taking off right now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's as simple as this. I think he's playing like a superstar in the playoffs. You know, I mean, don't undersell his defense on LeBron and Luka.
Yeah. Julius Randle was a third-team all. He's capable of taking his games to different new heights. So we've seen this from Julius Randle before. People forget that.
Yeah, no, it's fair. And I think he's played better here, but maybe I got too caught up in some of the games when he was so ball-stopping
man,
and ball-dominant.
Stop watching TV, man. Stop listening to those people. Form your own opinion, Chad. Stop listening to them, man. They don't.
Oh, no, no. I was forming my own, but listen, there's this guy in NBA TV I listen to too much. I mean, I don't know. He's.
No, you weren't listening to me because I've been on Julius Randle and saying how much I love Julius Randle for the last 5 years. I mean, I love a physical player that beats guys up with the basketball.
And is under control when he does it.
Well, look, but Chad, this is what irks me. People think every player's perfect. They're not. All players got some warts, man. As a coach, you got to do the thing to hide them, right? You sometimes have to protect players from themselves. Sometimes, Flip, you say this all the time, your best strength can be your worst weakness.
Yep.
Right? He'd be your biggest enemy. And so that's why you have a coach to remind you, to get you back in place and check you at times. But Julius Randle has been an excellent player. He's never been a problem in the locker room, on or off the floor. He's a family man that loves his family. So I'm trying to figure out this narrative that makes this guy like he's uncoachable, that he's a bad guy. You don't make third team All-NBA. And you have to say this. The Knicks were a lot better than what they had been in the past. Before Julius Randle got there.
Yep. No, that's fair. I'm glad you mentioned Flip. Obviously, the two of us were very, very close and miss him. And life would be better if he was here. But there's a lot of comparisons now to Flip and his run with Chris Finch. And I have immense respect for Flip. He was a great coach, and he left us too soon. I will say this, though. I think one of the differences, and you know this better than me, is Flip not often went at KG. Flip not often went at Rasheed Wallace or Ben Wallace, whereas Chris will go at Ant hard. He'll go at Julius hard. You coached. You were tough. Where is that balance of wanting to have the right dynamic, wanting that trust, but also willing to go at your top players and not just going at the seventh guy and blaming him? And then the other guys on the team feel, of course, it's the eighth guy, the third guy off the bench is getting yelled at when really the star player didn't do that right.
And I'm going to say something to the people. Everybody listen closely. Turn your volume up. All that stuff calling out players is overrated. It's about understanding who your player is and understanding what it takes to reach them. Look, there are some players that need that. Okay, I've been around guys. Some guys need it. When I had to do it, Chad, I never enjoyed it. These are adults. We are professionals, right? And now the thing about Flip did it in his way. Flip got to know you. Think about something, Chad.
Yeah.
Everybody, I've never had guys play for a coach. The guys that played a lot liked the coach. The guys that didn't couldn't stand the coach. Think about something. Very rarely, if you was the 12th man on the team, did you have a problem with Flip? Flip had the unique ability to get what he needed out of every player, but form a different type of relationship with each one. Right? And that was Flip's uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Flip didn't have to scream and yell and curse at guys to get what he wanted. Look, but KG wasn't that type of player. You didn't have to come and yell and scream at KG. KG, you know this, Chad. If KG was playing bad, he done beat himself up so bad by the time we got into the locker room.
That's fair.
You can't say nothing to him.
Yep,
right?
Fair.
He done cursed himself. He done degenerated himself. Flip didn't have to, man. So Flip understood. Look, but Anthony Edwards is different. Anthony Edwards is one of those type guys that he don't mind a coach getting into him a little bit. He probably needs that sometimes because he understands who he is as a person and as a player. And sometimes he falls off and he doesn't mind that. So I'm going to say this, man. Look at the coaches who are left, the four coaches left.
Mm-hmm.
None of them really are known for screaming and yelling and berating players. I'm going to tell you something, Chad. If you're constantly doing that, I'm going to ask you a question. Who just finished coaching the Denver Nuggets?
David Adelman.
Who was the coach before?
Mike Malone.
What was his reputation?
Really tough. Really tough on players.
And what did he do constantly in the newspapers and on TV?
Cut him up, but he also won a title.
Okay, where is he now? Sitting where I'm sitting, right?
Yeah,
watching basketball
playing
from
Scrabble.
Home.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
So, again, what I'm going to tell you is nothing against Coach Malone and stuff, but you have to know, and you can't coach like that in one place a long time. If you look at Flip's longevity, if you look at Coach Finchland's longevity, it ain't because they're coming in the locker room screaming and yelling and cursing. It's because there's times that you do that, and when you have to do it, the number one thing that you have to do is direct it to the person that deserved it. Don't direct it to the entire team. If you're man enough to do that when you have to do it, you're going to gain the respect of your players. And so I would say what Chris Finch and what Flip and all the four coaches that are left in this tournament has is that they've understood the relationship they have to have with each and every player on that roster. You do it today's coaching, Chad, is about relationships, right? And you got to know what buttons to pick, to push. And I think Chris Finch has done an unbelievable job of doing that. Whether it's with Julius, because he haven't coached Julius now the same way. He's lit into Anthony Edwards, but he hasn't been as firm and tough with Julius because he don't have to be. Because Julius may not need that type of coaching.
Great insight as always, whether it's during this playoff run or sometime this summer. Get up here. Let's get together, play golf, hang out. Miss you. Great insight. Enjoy your day, and we will definitely talk soon.
I got one thing, and I got on Dan, your counterpart. I got on Dan about this.
Yeah.
Y'all keep inviting me to come up on my own dime.
Well, you're rich.
But I'm giving y'all all this great
Well, insight. Dan's rich. I mean, Dan could fly up. Easy.
Chad, stop.
He's got a private plane.
Lola.
Don't you know
I'm
that?
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about Chad. I'm talking about those big entities that y'all work for.
Barrero.
Them big numbers outside them big buildings that, you know. Because I know how long Dan been doing that, about 80 years in Minneapolis.
He's got a private plane. He could fly it easy. I mean, easy. I'm just hanging. I'm just trying to get by.
Chad, you know Dan got the first dollar he ever made.
That's probably true. That's true.
He's in his sock, in his shoe.
Yeah, we all probably do to a certain degree. All right, man. Be well. Great stuff. Enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
All right, Chad.
Sam Mitchell, right here. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What is our bumper music theme today, Dave Allen Harrigan?
Well, we've got songs tied to two different things here. It's all working together. It's kind of a dual theme.
Symbiosis.
That's right. It's the theme is thunder, both for the weather we have outside.
Oh, I got
and
it.
And what's coming up tonight with the Woofies.
Oh.
See what we did there?
You're pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. Thunder
pretty,
Island.
Pretty cute.
Little Dave Ferguson for you.
Very good. I don't get this one. And so that's why we're bringing in attorney extraordinaire Paul Applebaum, who helps us out frequently on legal matters. I think, first of all, Paul, good to chat as always. Paul, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I think folks remember Derek Thompson. This is the awful crash which killed five women and multiple charges. It's set to begin next week. Several counts of third-degree murder. Again, he's driving a rented Escalade, 95 miles an hour, 35W. State trooper begins following him, takes a late street exit, maintains that speed, and crashes in to the car. Okay. He fled the scene. Federal jury found him guilty of pills and drugs in the Escalade. Now, guess what? In 2000, he pled guilty for a driving incident again. This conviction stemmed from a case where Thompson rented a car, sped away from a police stop. So that's a police stop, not in this case, police following him. Exited the highway, hit a woman with his car, pinned her against a retaining wall, fled the scene on foot. Police found, like they found fentanyl, in the Minnesota incident, in this case, found 17.5 pounds of marijuana and $20,000 in cash in the rental car, just like he had a rental car in Minnesota. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison and released in three. Now, to me, Paul, these seem relevant to me. It would seem like there's a pattern. But this will not be allowed in the case. The Minnesota Court of Appeals confirmed this on Monday. Help me out why the previous incident will not be included, will not be allowed in this case coming up next week.
Easy. Easy. They don't need it. That's why I think what happened, if you're trying to read between the lines at the district court level, the trial court level, I think the state was a little lackadaisical, if I could say so, in presenting this evidence of the California incident. And reading between the lines, I have a feeling the judge was hot about their approach to this piece of the case and felt like they didn't need it in any regard and just denied it in a one-line order, not even an opinion or a written decision or anything, just denied it. And the case, so that part.
But should the Court of Appeals offer up rulings in this manner where, you know, without saying it, they're saying what you're saying. you don't need it, so this is our ruling.
Yeah, they should. because first of all, and this is really in the weeds on evidence, you know, courtroom evidence, but the two incidents are really just kind of general misconduct. They're not specific like the modus operandi where the perpetrator carves an X in the victim's forehead and, you know, does it on another occasion, and therefore, you know, it's the same perpetrator. There's not enough specificity in the two cases to make them relevant.
Fleeing at high speed from police and a police stop, and then harming individuals, one severely injured and the other killing five, that's not analogous?
So what I was getting to is yep. that it devolves into propensity evidence, and I'm throwing a lot of legal jargon, but it sort of is like he did it that time 5 years ago, and so he did it this time. And the person on the street agrees with that logic. Yeah, he did it then, so it mm-hmm. should be relevant.
Yeah, right.
And so I get that. But a judge has a number of different interests to protect in a case, and one of them is to make sure that you're on trial for the behavior that puts you in court this time, not what happened 5 years before. And so I think it's one of those things where the judge is also like, look, you know what? I don't want this to come in. This guy is buried anyways, and so I'm gonna make a make a stand and not allow this propensity evidence in. Unfortunately, as any criminal defense lawyer will tell you, propensity evidence, which is theoretically not allowed, comes in all the time against criminal defendants. So this is kind of, a victory for people who want to have some sort of principled decisions on, you know, other bad conduct evidence, if any of that makes sense.
Sure, it all does. This is tied to Minnesota legal statutes for Spriegel evidence, which you know a lot Correct. Better than I. I'm just going to read from Jeff Day's excellent story. Thompson's attorneys only challenged two of the five requirements with Spriegel. Whether the evidence the attorney's office wanted to enter was relevant. This is tied again to connecting the California speed chase to what's happening here in Minnesota with his speed and killing the five women. And if its value outweighed the potential prejudice, and you've been alluding to this in your answer, right. Just reading a little bit more from Judge Bradfield. The judge wrote that while the evidence from the California crash and Minnesota crash both involve reckless driving, evading police, and serious injury, the commonality is too general to show that it was a common scheme or plan by Thompson to drive recklessly. On top of that, the crimes were committed in different states, and 5 years had passed between them. Does that just affirm everything you've said so far?
Yeah, and so in most cases, you've got conduct that is geographically identical. It happened in the same area, state of Minnesota, city, et cetera. And it's also, from a time standpoint, they're close in time as well. This is 5 years apart, five-plus years apart. One's in California, one's in Minnesota. So it really doesn't fit neatly into the category of evidence that would come in under Spriegel. And I really do believe that the judge was not happy with the presentation that the state put on, because sometimes it's just a matter of course that the Spriegel evidence is going to get in. A lot of judges don't really analyze closely whether this other bad conduct should come into a trial, and it just gets thrown in. Flopped into, you know, the current trial. And I just feel like she felt like it was just, you know, you want me to introduce this stuff? Give me reasons. It was sort of, if you read the opinion, it was like the state didn't ask for her to make factual findings. They should have, if they were going to appeal it, they should have said, wait a minute, judge, we want you to explain your decision so we can, you know, use it as a basis for appeal.
Did you agree? Did you think it was sloppy, wasn't prepared in a typical way by the state?
Well, I wasn't there, but I mean, clearly the judge felt that way, and that's yeah. what I'm saying. It's. I think, you know, prosecutors are some of my best friends, but some of them kind of phone it in when it comes to this 404B Spriegel evidence because they anticipate that the judge is not going to do a close analysis, and so they walk in really not prepared And the judge asked them repeatedly to you know, for written arguments, things like that. It didn't happen, and I think the judge was like, the heck with it. I'm not going to allow it in. Now, here's the important part. It's what's called an abuse of discretion on appeal. And that abuse of discretion standard on appeal is almost hard. It's almost impossible to get that reversed. And there's really only three instances where you can get an abuse of discretion decision reversed. It's just a possible bar to get over. And that's why it survived. They made it very clear in the Court of Appeals opinion that we may not agree with it, her decision, but it's not an abuse of discretion. It's not a bananas decision is how I like to describe it. So it stood.
Excellent.
You know what?
Yeah, keep going.
I was just going to say, look, the guy.
He's awful. He's despicable for his actions.
Yes, and you know what? The trial is going to be a fait accompli. He's going to be convicted. He was at the scene. He tried to be all sketchy about who was driving. It was his rental car. You know, I mean, you can kind of lose focus on what the state has as the core of its case, and they have an incredibly strong case, even without this California evidence. So,
real briefly, we're all familiar with the St. Louis Park case where the neighbors were being just awful to their next-door neighbors because the next-door neighbors, oh, my God, they have two kids who play basketball, and then the basketball occasionally gets in the yard and all the publicity about it. Well, the folks who are behind this have added the innocent folks who have the hoop, who have been harassed. They've added recently that the two neighbors, both attorneys, they say, have filed a motion seeking temporary injunction that would prevent our children from playing basketball during summer months. Their reason? They are doing construction of the property, and they claim it will be unsafe for our children to play on our own driveway. These folks who are causing all sorts of heat and all sorts of problems for a family where, guess what, just let the kids play basketball. What's your read on now seeking this temporary injunction?
Chad, I have two small boys, and I have a basketball hoop. And I would like to get an injunction against them from playing basketball when I'm at home. Okay, so I side with the neighbors. No, I just think, like, you know what would be a good idea instead of getting lawyers involved? Buy yourself a 12-pack of beer and walk over. Well, they maybe don't drink beer, but whatever. And go over and talk to them about figuring this dumb situation out.
But they're not being reasonable. There's no signs of that, right, Paul?
No. These are little boys. My God, they should love looking out their window and watching these joyful boys hammer that you-know-what out of each other under the hoop. Instead of filing a lawsuit, it's like, Not good self-awareness there.
No, and even when ruling after ruling goes against them, they're now trying this temporary injunction. They're spending a lot of money on this utter nonsense.
I just feel like it's just somebody should have stepped in, you know, and said, look, let's figure out a way that everybody wins out of this whole thing. And instead of, you know, you live in the city. What do you expect? There's things happening all the time that, you know, are kind of going to rub you the wrong way. And
yeah, you have neighbors. Don't be surprised when the neighbors have the temerity to go outside in their yard.
Yeah, it's just bad optics. And somebody who cares about the neighbor should have stopped them and said, look, you know, with the world in flames, let's not.
Yeah. Perspective. Yeah,
massive a controversy.
Exactly.
And these kids are adorable, too. That's the other thing.
Great stuff, Paul. We'll reach out again soon. I appreciate you coming on.
Take soon. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Very good, as always. Paul Applebaum on our show, News Talk 830 WCC. Just minding my own business. Bill Guerin, cheap shot out of nowhere. Do you feel good about yourself?
Me? I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's not me behind those.
Yeah, it is. May 20th is today. Bud Grant's birthday.
Happy birthday, Bud.
Happy birthday to Harry Peter. Great, great human being. 1993, the Cheers finale aired. We're going to carry this over to when Hauser joins us. Because outside of just ripping these buffoons in St. Paul who never, ever get the job done, we need another topic for Hauser. How many traditional network comedies are better than Cheers? I'm not talking HBO. I'm not talking Apple. Because clear cut, the greatest comedy of all time is Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's the greatest TV show ever on planet Earth. That was not on traditional network TV. It's on Max. Or now we're switching back to HBO Max. Like, I don't know, if you have HBO, why not just stay with HBO? The silly, silly idea. How many comedies are in the running, or in your opinion, are better than Cheers? Because it better be a small list. Because Cheers was brilliant throughout. Did I like it a little bit better with Coach and Diane? I did. But then Frasier came aboard. And Lilith came aboard. And Woody was funny, too. And it was really, really great. Text me, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.